Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Requirement Gathering Techniques. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Techniques and Tools for Business Analysis in the Business Analysis for Developers in Finance and FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore various methods for gathering requirements, best practices in the requirements gathering process, and how to analyze and prioritize business needs. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to utilize effective techniques to gather and prioritize business requirements, which is a crucial skill in the finance and fintech sectors. Main content overview of requirement gathering methods. Gathering requirements is an essential step in business analysis, as it helps to ensure that stakeholders' needs are accurately captured and addressed. There are several methods for gathering requirements, including interviews, surveys, and workshops. Interviews are one-on-one discussions that allow you to dive deep into the needs and expectations of stakeholders. During interviews, you can ask open-ended questions to encourage detailed responses, helping you understand their pain points and desired outcomes. For example, if you are developing a new financial software tool, interviewing a potential user can uncover specific features they need, such as automated reporting or user-friendly dashboards. Surveys are another powerful tool for gathering requirements, especially when you need feedback from a larger group. Surveys can be distributed online and allow you to collect quantitative data that can help validate insights gained from interviews. For instance, you might send a survey to users of a current platform to assess their satisfaction with specific features. This feedback can guide your development efforts by identifying which areas need improvement. Workshops involve a group of stakeholders and provide a collaborative environment for discussing and refining requirements. In a workshop setting, participants can brainstorm ideas, share perspectives, and build consensus on what the project should achieve. This approach is particularly valuable when there are conflicting interests among stakeholders, as it fosters open communication and can lead to innovative solutions. Best practices in gathering requirements. To effectively gather requirements, it is essential to follow best practices that enhance the quality and accuracy of the information collected. First, ensure that you engage with the right stakeholders. Identify key individuals who will be impacted by the project or have valuable insights. This includes not only end users but also those in management, compliance, and IT. Engaging a diverse group can provide a well-rounded perspective on the requirements. Second, use a variety of techniques to gather information. Relying solely on one method may lead to incomplete or biased data. By combining interviews, surveys, and workshops, you can triangulate your findings and gain a holistic view of the requirements. Additionally, document everything meticulously. Proper documentation of requirements ensures that you have a clear reference point for future discussions and helps prevent miscommunication. This includes not only the requirements themselves, but also the rationale behind them and any decisions made during the gathering process. Finally, maintain an iterative approach. Requirements gathering is not a one-time event, it should be revisited throughout the project lifecycle. As you gather feedback and insights, be open to refining and adjusting requirements to better meet stakeholder needs. Analyzing and prioritizing business needs. Once you have gathered requirements, the next step is to analyze and prioritize them. This process is vital for ensuring that the most critical needs are addressed first, particularly when resources are limited. Start by categorizing the requirements into different types, such as must-have, should-have, and nice-to-have. This classification helps stakeholders understand which requirements are essential for the project's success and which can be deferred to later phases. Next, engage stakeholders in a prioritization exercise. This can be done using techniques such as the Moscow method, must-have, should-have, could-have, won't-have, or by assigning numeric values to each requirement based on importance and urgency. Collaborating with stakeholders during this process ensures that there is alignment on priorities and helps mitigate conflicts. Finally, create a requirements traceability matrix. This tool allows you to track the status of each requirement throughout the project, from initial gathering through implementation. It serves as a reference for stakeholders and helps keep everyone aligned on progress and changes. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored various techniques for gathering requirements, best practices for effective engagement, and methods for analyzing and prioritizing business needs. By implementing these strategies, you will be better equipped to gather and prioritize business requirements, ensuring that projects align with stakeholder expectations and deliver value. As you move forward, remember that effective requirement gathering is an ongoing process that can significantly impact the success of your projects in the finance and fintech industries. Reflection questions: how would you apply the interview technique to gather specific requirements from a stakeholder in your organization? What steps would you take to ensure that you have engaged a diverse group of stakeholders during the requirements gathering process? Reflect on a past project. How could prioritization techniques have improved the outcome of your requirements gathering?